Good morning.
Good morning.
It is a joy to be back here. I don't know who you are, but I'm Dean Ringa. I've preached here quite a few times over the last couple of years. Before we start the service, I just want to give you a couple of announcements on that in my life. May 6th, I graduated from seminary.
Sorry again, it's a 3-year degree that took me 18, so I didn't know how to do it well, so it just took a while. So I did that, was one hurdle, and then in the Reformed Church we have classes exams, and classes exams for South Grand Rapids, which is the hardest classes, which always scared me. So me and a friend of mine studied for a week, 8 hours a day, for these classes exams. You sit down for 20 minutes, they ask you 60 questions, and then they open it up for 20 minutes to any pastor in the room. And so I had 20 to 30 pastors there who could ask me anything, and that scared me. And fortunately, I passed that. So I passed the seminary, passed my classes, and became an official candidate in the Reformed Church. So big happenings now. We're just sending out my profile. The Reformed Church and any churches in the Presbyterian Church, Christian Reformed Church, and hopefully God will give us a call in the next couple. My wife has given me a week, so hopefully in the next week God hears that. So we'll find out where we end. And again, it is a joy to be back here. This month I've been able to preach at Woodhaven, which was the first church that I served. Dunningville, which is a little church that I've been preaching at for a year, and you guys. So God has graciously let me go back to the three churches that know me best and say thank you. So thank you very much. Any more announcements today?
Just a little reminder. Vacation Bible School is coming. Scraps is ready. He's hungry. He needs food and supplies. So if you are willing to donate some supplies, there's a list of what is being requested out in the hallway, and any of those donations would be greatly appreciated. And again, Vacation Bible School coming up in July, and we would love to see all of you there.
A little reminder as you walk through a cafe, there's nothing this church does little. Before we start our worship, let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, it is so great to be back in your house. So great to be back with a family of believers. Lord, we've all come here from different roads this week. Some of us maybe had a great week. Some of us maybe had one of those trying weeks. But today, Lord, we come to your house. Be with us now. Let us experience you in a new and great way. Let us enjoy this time as family, and let all of our praise be devoted to you. Lord, we ask this all in your name. Amen.
Good morning. Please join me in the call to worship, which you will find in your bulletin. Oh, come let us sing to the Lord and shout with joy to the rock of our salvation. Come into God's presence with thanksgiving, singing joyful songs of praise. Mm-hmm. join me in the call to confession. Remember that our Lord Jesus can sympathize with us in our weaknesses, since in every respect he was tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us then with boldness approach the throne of grace that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Merciful God, you pardon all who truly repent and turn to you. We humbly confess our sins and ask your mercy. We have not loved you with a pure heart, nor have we loved our neighbors as ourselves. We have not done justice, loved kindness, or walked humbly with you, our God. Have mercy on us, O God. In your loving kindness, in your great compassion, cleanse us from our sin. Restore to us salvation, and sustain with us your bountiful spirit through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. My friends, hear the good news. Who is in a position to condemn? Only Christ, and Christ died for us. Christ rose for us. Christ reigns in power for us. Christ prays for us. Anyone who is in Christ is a new creation. The old life has gone. A new life has begun. Know that you are forgiven and be at peace. Amen. Share with each other a sign of peace and reconciliation.
Good morning. This morning I've got a group of words that I'm going to recite. And when I get done, I want you to tell me what all these words have in common. Okay, ready? Am, is, are, was, were, be, being, been, has, have, had, may, might, can, could, shall, should, will, would, do, does, did, must. Whoa. What language am I speaking up here? Want to hear them again a little faster? Am, is, are, was, were, be, being, been, has, have, had, may, might, can, could, shall, should, will, would, do, does, did, must. It's probably a little ahead of where you are in school right now. Any idea what those are? Josh? No, not quite. Congregation and the English teachers out there, what are those words all have in common? What's that? That's close. We call them helping verbs. There's 23 helping verbs in the English language. Why do I know all of those? Any idea? Got a head full of useless information, right? Too much time on a tractor. Here's why I know them. A few years ago, I was in seventh grade. Hey. And when we went into seventh grade, in the school that I went to, we went to the junior high, and that was a big deal. And it was a well-known fact at the junior high that you did not want to get Mrs. Ames for English class. Mrs. Ames was one of these teachers. If you walked in there chewing gum, she put it on the end of your nose. If she caught you passing a note, not only did she read it to the class, but she put it on the bulletin board outside her room so the whole school could read it. And if you dared start to doze off a little bit, she had this big wooden ruler, and she'd come up and she'd whack that thing across your desk and you'd jump through the ceiling. Okay? You wanted to avoid Mrs. Ames. So, first day of seventh grade, I walk into school, I get my class schedule. First hour, woodworking 101. Second hour, gym class, thinking I like junior high. Third hour, Mrs. Ames, English. I thought, oh, no. So third hour comes, I walk into her class, she shuts the door after the bell rings, and she says, we're going to talk about one thing right off the bat. In my class, you learn things. You don't memorize anything, you learn it. So she said, what's the difference between memorizing and learning? We didn't know. She said, you could sit in the hallway before my class, and you could memorize something, and you could come in, you could take my test, you could get 100%. The next day, you're going to forget it all. She said, we don't do that here. We learn. And when you learn something, she said, you can learn it in seventh grade, you can be 80 years old sitting in a rocking chair on your front porch, and you still know it. Now, I'm not quite 80, but I remember almost everything that Mrs. Ames taught us in that class. Amazing, huh? 27 years ago, I was in seventh grade, and I still remember it. She also taught us something called prepositions. There's 48 prepositions in the English language. You want to hear them? About, above, across, after, against, along, among, around, at, before, behind, below, beneath, beside, between, beyond. I could keep going. Okay, I remember all that stuff. Now, why is that important in church? Why am I telling you this story? Any idea? You know, we've all got a great opportunity in church with Parkwood to come to church every Sunday and learn about God and His works and how He wants us to live our lives. We've got a great opportunity. Mr. Wieringa up here talking to us. We've got Pastor Matt that talks to us on Sundays. And as children, you have church school that you go to. We've got VBS coming up. Okay, it's very important to learn the things that you hear there. Don't just memorize them. You know, don't just quick memorize the songs and forget them a few days later. You really need to take the effort to learn them. You know, I can remember when I was in seventh grade, I sat in the back of that class, as Mrs. Ames said, it's important to learn this stuff. And I sat back there, I got my parachute pants on, way older than you. I got my denim jacket on, my collar's up, and I thought, I'm not learning this stuff. I'm going to memorize, I'm going to get through our class, and I'm going to forget it. But I tell you, as I get older, I realize that teachers like Mrs. Ames were very good teachers because I learned everything that she taught us, okay? And it's very important that you guys learn about God. Another reason it's important is if you learn about it, you'll share it with your friends, and you'll tell other people about God and about church. And you'll tell them, and they'll get excited, and they'll come to church, and they'll learn about God, and they'll come to VBS, and they'll learn about the things that God does, right? So it's very important. Mrs. Ames told me it was important to learn prepositions and helping verbs. I'm telling you guys it's very important to learn about God. Okay? All right. Hop up. Will the congregation bless the children?
Hear from heaven, but I talk the whole time. I think I made you too small. I never feared you at all, no. If you touch my face, would I know you? Look into my eyes, could I behold you? So what do I know of you? Thank you.
Please pray with me. O Lord, your God, your word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. Give us grace to receive your truth and faith and love, that we may be obedient to your will and live always for your glory, through Jesus Christ our Savior. Amen. Today's first scripture reading can be found on page 480 in your Bibles, and it is Psalm 4. Answer me when I call, O God of my right. You gave me room when I was in distress. Be gracious to me and hear my prayer. How long, you people, shall my honor suffer shame? How long will you love vain words and seek after lies? But know that the Lord has set apart the faithful for himself. The Lord hears when I call to him. When you are disturbed, do not sin. Ponder it in your heart. Ponder it in your bed and be silent. Offer right sacrifices and put your trust in the Lord. There are many who say, oh, that we might see some good. Let the light of your face shine on us, O Lord. You have put gladness in my heart, more than when their grain and wine abound. I will both lie down and sleep in peace. For you alone, O Lord, make me lie down in safety. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.